This is the BBC.
Here's Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Love Island bring a new word to our attention, grafting. Annie Mack is back on Radio 1. She joins us to chat Glastonbury, and she's managed to find two tickets down the back of her sofa to give away. Why socks and sandals are finally okay, and why won't anyone go on a picnic with me?
Not another one.
It's time. Wake up. Here we go.
Right here, right now.
This is where I wanna be.
The remix.
Wake up, y'all.
The Radio 1 Breakfast Show.
With Scott Mills.
This is Justin Bieber.
It's me, Claire. I'm Lincoln.
Yeah.
What are you thinking? I'm in the same clothes as yesterday, but I'm on a horse.
It was just so quick.
Oh, I'm wearing high heels, you.
Are you ready?
To the horn!
One.
Good morning. Hi, guys. This is the Radio 1 Breakfast Show, and it's... Tuesday, yeah, Tuesday. You all right, Chris?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you this morning?
Yeah, very speedy journey to work this morning.
Yeah, but I didn't sort this morning's transport. Sorry, I got sort of delayed on the idea of sorting your transport in the morning.
Why is this a thing for you? Why do you want to provide a different mode of transport for me getting in?
I just thought it'd jazz it up a little bit. It's all a bit samey-same at the moment at this time of the day for me, so I thought it'd be fun to change yours.
Well, he jazzed it up enough this morning, believe me. Cut up a few people on the way here. It's fine.
Okay, good.
Keeps you on your toes.
Yeah.
No, don't horn people at like 6 a.m. Angry.
Did you bond?
We didn't talk, no. Just me going, in the back. So when is this alternative transport happening? Or you won't get around to it, will you?
I will. It will. It'll be sometime this week. It's just harder than I thought to find the alternative transport for you. It's one of those things where it's a really good idea, but it's hard convincing someone to help me with this at this time in the morning.
Well, like, how will I know? Do I just get into whatever mode of transport
I'll tell you what, my house? Every day, get into whatever the transport is outside. If it's a normal taxi, get in the taxi. If it's, I don't know, I don't want to give anything away. If it's a donkey or something,
right.
Hop on.
Okay.
That'll be me.
Sure. I thought it was going to be top half weather today. It's looking decidedly average in Edinburgh at the moment. It's going to be cloudy, 40% chance of rain later.
You're like a human barometer.
Yeah.
You've got the shorts on, so that would suggest the weather's going to be nice today.
Yeah, but I always wear shorts. I think tomorrow, we need to save ourselves for tomorrow. That's the big one, like 26 degrees in a lot of places.
You do always wear shorts. You're like a postman.
Yeah, anytime from like... yeah, like May onwards, shorts. A postman or a sound engineer.
Yes.
Always in shorts.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
We're going to talk a bit about this a bit later on, but I didn't see it because I've got my mum's stay at the moment, so it was a staple diet of Emmerdale. Well, all the soaps.
God, you can't watch Love Island with your mum.
No, I don't want to. God, the soaps now, though. You can spend a whole night just watching soaps. Back in the day, it used to be like half an hour of your life. Now you can easily get through to like 9:30, and like it's like a second episode of Coronation Street.
Oh yeah, on Monday they double up.
Right. So I was like, what do you want to watch now, Mum? She's like, well, there's episode 2 coming up. I was like, 2 episodes in one night?
Oh, please watch Love Island with your mum. Just give it a go.
Shall I record her and what she thinks?
Yeah.
Shall I?
Do your own sort of goggle box on it, maybe.
Yeah. Okay, I'll do that with Sandra tonight. So I'll have the TV on, but I'll just record it on my phone.
But keep getting her thoughts.
Okay, I quite like that. So who's this? I saw it on social media, but is it a guy called Chris?
There's a guy called Chris on there, and he's come out of his shell, and he was really nasty to a lot of people last night. There's this girl that really fancies him.
I'm just looking this guy up.
They've got to stop using the word grafting on Love Island. So they keep saying, are you going to graft? And basically that means, are you going to try it on with someone else? Are you going to put in the effort?
Are
you going to graft? And every time I say it, I sort of cry inside a little bit.
I've never heard that.
But yeah, anyway, this guy, all these girls fancy him. What was annoying me about this show last night, and correct me if I'm wrong, but the more of an idiot he is, the more girls seem to like him.
Yeah, that's standard though, isn't it?
Yeah, but from last night's TV, it's proven the theory that girls like idiots.
Right.
And that was really annoying me.
Are they queuing up for him, are they?
Yeah, there's like 4 of them in there that really fancy him. And one of them, it was even saying, look, I've seen him go around to absolutely everyone in his group be really horrible, be really nasty, it makes me want him more. I'm like, how does this work? I thought that was just a rumour.
I saw loads of other reality people like Fern McCann and Casey Batchelor and all that lot like...
Outraged,
turning against him last night on social media.
Yeah, but from the evidence of what I've seen last night, girls like idiots.
Okay, I've got a picture. Yeah, fit.
No, no. You see, but this is the problem. It seems to excuse everything.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Leah says, Chris, not all girls are like that. Please look at the type of girls who go on Love Island. I mean, they do like to be on TV.
That's
really
harsh.
Do.
But then there are lots of people messaging in going, I hate him, but he is fit.
What, this Chris guy,
look,
right?
There's one here. I hate him, but he's fit. Exactly those words.
Yeah.
Chris, really sorry, it's true, and I hate myself for it. That's another message.
Right.
I'm basically saying, does last night's TV prove girls don't like nice guys?
Okay. I'd quite like some girls to come on, 8119, if you... I mean, maybe you're not proud of it, but you're like, yeah, actually, if they are, if they're a bit, like, treating mean, then I'm all over it. Because that's what seems to be happening there.
Oh, he's... it seems to be, the more horrible he is, it's working the best for him.
I saw a great tweet yesterday, which is my tweet of the week so far, from a girl called Elle. Love Island is absolutely mind-numbing, and if you think I'm going to waste my time watching that, then you're completely correct. Yes.
This is
Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
Good morning, Lindsay in Glasgow.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, you?
Yeah, you.
Not
bad.
Yeah,
I'm all right. Yeah, you?
Do you know, I was in a supermarket in Romford in Essex at the weekend, and I heard this happen for real.
Did you join in?
No, I wanted to. I wanted to record it on my phone and put it on, but didn't get a chance. And it was like the lady who was buying the stuff knew the girl on the checkout. She's like, how's your mum? Yeah, she's all right. Yours? I just felt like I was in
town. Oh, and then they did the whole routine with, how's your mum?
Yeah,
not
yeah,
bad.
You.
Yours?
Yeah, you.
That's brilliant. Imagine if you were standing there with your phone purposely recording that.
I know, that's why I didn't do it. Lindsay, what's the weather like in Glasgow today? Is it tops on or tops off?
I'd say it's tops off. We'll go with it. It's always sunny in Glasgow.
It's not, though. My forecast says today it's 12 degrees maximum in Glasgow and rain, 50% chance of. So, taps off.
So, not too bad.
That's not too bad, actually. Double figures for Scotland is generally taps off.
Tomorrow's going to be good. Definite taps off.
Brilliant. Cannot wait. Although, I'm not sure it works the same for a girl, but,
nah,
you know.
Oh, good point. Lindsay, do you think it's quite cringe when we say taps off?
People do.
Do you know, I genuinely thought this was just a Scottish thing.
It is.
It's really funny hearing an English accent say it.
I don't think it works all that well when we say it. So perhaps we just need someone sat in the studio just constantly just deciding whether it's taps off. Or...
Can you say it for me now again and I can just use it every time I mention it?
Taps off.
Thanks. Right, let's play today's Real or No Real, Lindsay.
More people have Googled Blazing Squad in the last week than in the last 10 years.
Wow. Well, to be honest, when Sam mentioned on Love Island that he had to go and Google it when he gets out, I purposely went and Googled as well.
Right.
But what did you Google? Well, you must have known who Blazing Squad were before.
Yeah, like I remember them vaguely with the really silly parka jackets shouting about a crossroad.
It was shot jackets.
Yeah, it was shot. Oh, shot.
They were awful.
They were, but do you know what? Back in the day, they were everything that Chris wanted to be back then.
I used to pretend to be in Blazing Squad.
He honestly...
Oh, yeah, I remember you saying this last week, actually.
Yeah, no, they, like, their look and their whole, like, attitude, they were hashtag goals for
They
Chris
were everything I wanted to be.
Yeah.
I once went to Destiny in Watford to go see them perform. And
just to get hair tips and that.
It was a foam party. It was a legendary night. I nearly drowned in some foam. I'm not even joking. I think it was my first foam party.
I can imagine you really panicking.
I didn't quite know it was going to go like that.
Arms in the air, Lord, help me.
I'm all good with foam parties now. The key is just to keep breathing, isn't it?
Yes.
Are foam parties still a thing? Are they not quite who?
No, a little bit who.
They sort of got took over in recent years by paint parties.
Yeah.
Which has annoyed me slightly because I still don't think there's anything better than walking home freezing cold, wet from foam.
Smelling of wet, stale foam, lush. What a great evening.
Yeah, I know.
So all sorts happened in the foam as well.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yuck.
You've got half of Watford on you.
You said that, well, I didn't, but you said that you Googled them because you had this faint memory. Well, what amazes me about this is there must be people now Googling Blazing Squad after all the chat because of the guy on Love Island.
Yeah, myself.
And I can't imagine what people who are new to Blazing Squad must be thinking. I would love to hear from someone who has never heard of Blazing Squad before.
Yeah.
I know. I mean, I went on and purposely downloaded Flip Reverse It after Bangers the other day. Yes. I totally forgot that was a thing.
Yeah. Well, Marcel said on Love Island the other night that they had 7 top tens. I'm thinking to myself, well, Crossroads was a number one. Give you that. Flip Reverse It, you had We Just Be Dreaming, but then he's claiming there's 4 more.
You know so much, it's really weird.
So what is the other Blazing Squad songs that were top 10?
They were not 7 top 10s. So have more people Googled Blazing Squad in the last week than in the last 10 years? Lindsay, real or no real?
I'm going to go real.
Chris?
For me personally, I have, so I'm going to say real as well.
That one is real.
Yay!
It's true. Google Trends says there's been only 157 searches in the last 10 years.
No, there hasn't.
Yep. Oh, as opposed to 166 last week, as some people rushed to find out whether Marcel from Love Island was telling the truth about his former life as a pop star.
Scott Mills.
I'm going to hit you with another fact. Are you ready to tell me whether it's real or not?
Let's go for it.
The word news actually stands for notable events, weather and sport.
Whoa.
I've been going through my whole life, 29 years, and not knowing that. That's shocking.
Well, if it's real. If that's real, that's insane.
Because it's new, I always thought that it's just like new.
Yeah.
Because it's new stuff that you're learning. It's news.
Someone once
that's
told
news
me...
news to me, etc.
It stands for North, East, West, South.
Well, I know.
But I never really clocked why that would be news then.
Never eat wedded treat.
Yes. It doesn't really work.
I mean, there's loads of other ones that I didn't know were actual things. Like your colleague was telling me about SCUBA. I didn't even know that was an acronym.
SCUBA?
Yeah.
Two questions here. I didn't know that either, so what is it an acronym for? But also, why were you speaking to one of our colleagues about SCUBA?
Oh, no, you were speaking to HRH before, but he put you through.
Yeah.
The royal one on the
show.
Oh,
he's chatting to you about SCUBA?
Yeah.
Why?
Just speaking about, like, different acronyms that we didn't understand.
What is SCUBA, then? I don't know this either.
I can't remember what he said it was, but I just thought, wow, that's
HRH,
insane.
Come on in.
HRH, your small talk involved talking about SCUBA. Right. What are you on about?
It's so posh.
SCUBA is an acronym. So it's self-contained underwater breathing apparatus.
That is...
Whoa!
Mind blown.
Mind blown.
And that's from a royal, so you know it's true.
It's not an actual royal, but yeah, pretty much. I didn't know that. Wow. So if that's true about SCUBA, it could be true about news. What do you think, Chris?
Oh, I don't know. I've never questioned it before. This will be an amazing fact if real, so I want it to be real. I'm going to go real.
Lindsay?
I think I'm going to go real as well.
That one is no real.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Fake news, I'm afraid. You might have seen a tweet claiming the word news is an acronym during the rounds over the weekend. 30,000 retweets and counting. Plenty of people were taken in by it, but not true. Boringly, it comes from the French word for new, which is nouvelle.
Oh, I feel underwhelmed now.
Charles. At the end of that round of real or no real?
It's a draw. I got 10. Lindsay, you got 10.
Yeah.
Fair and square. What are you doing the rest of the day, Linz?
Oh, just at work. I'm getting over the hangover fear from the weekend still.
Still?
No, what happened?
I was on a second date and made a bit of a fool of myself.
See, I prefer second date stories, I think, to first ones sometimes. Well, next time.
Yeah, it suggests there's been approval from the first, so technically it should have gone right.
Well, we were talking about kind of the ex's situation, you know, the elephant in the room that you bring up.
And, oh, don't talk about your ex.
We were just kind of talking like how we'd broken up with our ex and how long we'd been single, and I had not enough food in my stomach, and I told him that my ex dumped me because he told his ex I was fat, and I kind of broke down in tears.
Not ideal second date chat, though, is it?
Did you cry?
I did.
Oh, God. You're the same as me.
Don't worry. I'm sure.
I spent 3 hours on the train coming back with the worst fear ever.
Oh,
hon.
Oh, don't worry. Honestly, it feels worse than it probably was. And I'm sure at the time, it wasn't as bad as you're thinking it was now.
Date 3?
I'm too scared to ask.
Okay. On Sunday, I went back to the place where I generally went for a second date. To Rice Lip Lido.
Right.
And do...
Why?
I happened to be there for a family sort of event, but I looked across at the model train that goes round there, and thought to myself, God, that really was a bad idea for a second date. There were so many kids on it. And it's just one of those little trains. You know the ones where it makes you feel like a giant? I thought that was a good second date. A bit like when I took another girl to Build-A-Bear.
I know, I remember. There you were in Ruislip Lido with your Kenzie hair and your puffer jacket.
Yeah. Riding on the train.
Wishing you were in Blazing Squad. Lindsay, have a good day.
And you.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
This is
Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
Good morning, Lisa in Bracknell, who's just watched, Chris, she watched it last night, your World's Most Extreme Festivals on BBC iPlayer.
Oh, yeah.
Where you're in Cancun. Lads, banter, dude.
It's one of the most ridiculous things I've ever been involved in.
So what BBC iPlayer do now and again is they send Chris to weird festivals around the world, and he went to Spring Break in Cancun. Lisa says she nearly died with laughter. Didn't actually. No. It's on BBC iPlayer. What was the best bit of it?
Best bit was a place called Senor Frogs, where I got right involved.
It's right up your street.
Some of the people I met there were amazing. Yeah, BBC iPlayer, Radio 1 channel on BBC iPlayer. You can find that.
World's Most Extreme Festivals. Thanks for watching it, Lisa.
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
And now, Steve Holden. So this Katy Perry thing, was it all to promote the album?
Yes, that's all it was. It was a massive promo stunt.
And it was her just being on camera for 72 hours.
Essentially Big Brother. And loads of people popped through. Gordon Ramsay was one of the last people to come through. I think they made that courgette spaghetti stuff. Courgette. Yeah, yeah. That was one of the last things she did.
It's one of those things that you would... Like, it's Katy Perry and Gordon Ramsay making courgette spaghetti, but you'd still watch.
Was he angry, Gordon Ramsay?
No, he was quite calm,
was he nice?
Actually, yeah.
Because with the kids show, he's really nice. Yeah. And then with the, like, adult one, he, like, Hell's Kitchen and that.
No, he was in kids mode.
Oh, also, Ramsay. He really ramps it up for America. Like, he's much more mean on the American versions. Like, he's totally horrible to them.
For someone who hasn't, up until that point, mentioned anything about the Taylor Swift feud, she milked it out of the whole situation on multiple occasions, bringing it up at every, like, corner. And yesterday, I was saying that she hadn't been told that Taylor Swift had put the back catalogue on Spotify the other day, on the same day that Katy Perry's album came out. Well, someone finally told her. The Today Show in America did an interview with her. Here's what Katy said.
I've had not just one person bully me or one person hold me down or, you know, met one troll. All I need to say to her is I love her and God bless her on her journey. And that's it.
So her releasing her back catalog of music on streaming services the same day your album, didn't bother you?
I don't know. I could only do me.
Oh, now, I'm not convinced.
I'm not convinced at all. No. Like, she's been very diplomatic. And yesterday she said she's a great songwriter. She didn't say she was a great person. So maybe this thing is actually still going on.
I worry a bit about Katy Perry at the moment. I don't know why. I'm just getting a vibe of, like, is she all right? A little bit. She feels a bit fragile to me.
Also, with the whole Swifty thing, I think everyone likes there to be a drama as well. So it's always going to add to it. Everyone kind of wants that to happen. As much as people say they want it to be resolved, I think secretly a lot of people want there to be drama.
We just want the beef.
And also, if we're really cynical, she has used it quite a lot for this promo. But anyway...
Oh, well, there we go. But this is why you're the expert.
Did you see this on the stream where she was like, I just want to not be Katy Perry sometimes?
Yeah, she wants to be Catherine Hudson, which is her original name. Oh, bless her. Now, talking of Katy Perry...
Is that her original name?
Catherine Hudson, yeah.
Oh, don't do this again, Chris. Yes.
Oh, yeah, talking about
Found out yesterday, David Guetta's real name's Pierre.
I know, it's amazing.
I thought that was
a lie. I didn't know that either. I didn't know that.
Catherine Hudson, yeah.
Which, and this whole thing segs quite nicely into Calvin Harris. Is that his real name?
No, Adam.
Adam Wiles. Anyway, he's got a song with Katy Perry on his new album, which in general has a spectacular lineup, because you might have already heard that on Funk Wav Bounces Volume 1, which I think is what it's called, is Pharrell, Snoop Dogg, Ariana Grande, Migos, Nicki Minaj. He's previewed a load of the tracks with the help of a parrot called Shredder. So he's released this little video.
I saw this morning.
Of a red parrot, like, bopping along to his, like, jams on a vinyl record, and the parrot, like, skips the tracks. It's quite fun, if I'm honest. Okay. It's about 2 minutes.
When are we going to get this? Is it end of the month?
30th of June. Yeah. Do you want a little preview of one of the tracks?
Yes, I do.
Okay, here we go. This is the Pharrell one. Nothing ever lasts forever, no.
One minute you're here and the next you're gone. Yes, I like already. So
That's good, isn't it? Yeah, I think that's the Pharrell, Katy Perry and Big Sean song called Feels.
Mm. It feels like you... Did you get that illegally, Steve? A little bit of buffering. Bit of buffering going on there at the end. Right, I'll see you in an hour.
Scott Mills.
Good morning, Annie Mack.
Good morning, Scott Mills.
Oh, it's so good to have you
back. Good morning, Chris.
Thank you for that warm embrace.
She's back.
I got four big bear hugs when I walked into the studio. It was a very nice way to start the day.
So, Annie just came in. She's like, hey, what have I missed? 6 months. What's the gossip? Thing is, when people go, what's the gossip? You can't think of any, can you? I can't think of one thing.
However, there's a photograph in front of me on a computer of you guys, Jedward and Ed Sheeran.
Oh, that happened.
So that's kind of, that's pretty much the headline,
but
right?
Those kind of things just happen here.
Yeah. We had Ed in for the new music, like Shape of You and Castle on the Hill. And then for some reason, Jedward were knocking around as well. And it turned into absolute, you know, when you can't control what's going on the radio. It's a ridiculous amount of carnage.
They're my favourite bits.
Yeah, exactly, right? Anyway, good to have you back where you belong in the evenings on BBC Radio 1. And I know very soon, just after 8, obviously Glastonbury, all the tickets are gone. You cannot get one.
No.
But you've managed to find some, a secret stash.
I've managed to find two. Not one, but two. So you could come with a pal if you want and have the most amazing festival experience of your life. Because let's face it, Glastonbury is the best festival in the world. People say it, but it's true.
Do you know what? I've never been. And I feel gutted for that.
Yeah.
But what does make it the best?
Well, it's kind of, culturally, it's like a rite of passage. You know, it's like the festival that you have to go to if you love music. But also, it's so, like, quintessentially British as someone who's been to festivals all over the world. You know, you go to Coachella in America and everyone's so groomed, so clean.
Yeah.
You have to have a wristband to, like, drink a tin of beer in one field and everything is so regimented.
So LA.
Yeah. And then you go to Glastonbury and it's feral. People act like, you know,
but that's what's
animals.
Good. That's a British festival.
It's just a British, you know, people, there is no rules. It's just a chance for all, you know, all the people to be, you know, who are normally really well-mannered and British and polite to lose all of those characteristics and go crazy. And, you know, the music, you could go to Glastonbury and not even go near the music if you don't want to. There's a whole other world of fun to be had at Glastonbury, from green fields to, you know, circus fields to cinema fields. So much comedy. It's just a chance to get lots and lots of people together and be crazy for pretty much a week.
You're right. You don't even go and see music. You just go and see all the nudie people up in the in the healing fields in their teepees.
Oh, what are the healing fields? Yeah, you've said about this before.
The healing fields. Yeah, it's a place where you go to recuperate from the night before.
So
well, in my experience. it's a place, I mean, you know, it's the hippie vibe. Yeah. Glastonbury's very hippie.
I've seen some great things up there.
It's the sort of nudie area.
It's a bit nudie at times, yeah. Right, so we'll tell you how to get these tickets for Glastonbury after 8. You know Hugh Stevens, right? He knows all the bands.
He knows like the
coolest nights out in the UK. And it doesn't matter which of the 86 stages at Glastonbury they're playing on, Hugh would have seen them live at some point,
86
somewhere.
86 stages.
Right. So I'm going to got a quick game for you both now. Can you work out which of these Hugh has made up? All right. Are these on at Glastonbury or absolutely not?
Okay.
Here we go.
Playing Bez's Flying Bus on Sunday at 8 p.m, it's Disgraceful Squids.
Bez's Flying Bus.
Bez's Flying Bus. I've got no idea. That sounds like it so easily could be Glastonbury. I'm going to say yes.
I mean, I'm assuming the stage is real, but...
Disgraceful Squids
Bez's,
to the band.
Disgraceful Squids.
I want to go on Bez's Flying Bus at some point over this weekend.
Is that real, do you think?
I'd say real.
Let's go real.
Correct. Yeah, four-piece ska band. Look out for their song, Scallywag Till I Die. Next one.
On the Salon Carousel stage at 4 a.m. on Friday, it's a double bill of E. coli and Off Me Nut.
That's amazing.
E. coli and Off
That's
Me Nut.
That's amazing.
Friday, 4 a.m, double bill.
They need to swap these stages over so they get to go on the big ones.
Come on then, what do you think?
I think that's not real. I think you guys have had a great time making those band names up.
Oh, I don't know. Alright, I'll go with Annie.
No, sorry. They are real. They're two two bassline DJs from the Bristol scene. Catch them 4 a.m. Friday morning.
It's always Bristol.
And I got this one for you.
Closing the Truth stage on Friday night at 5 a.m. It's Hong Kong Ping Pong.
Oh my goodness.
I literally don't.
Truth stage.
Yes.
5
yes.
a.m. Hong
it's
Kong
real.
Ping Pong.
It's on the truth stage.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay. Correct. DJs Morphosis and Fat Harry team up to play the best in breaks, dubstep, and hip hop. That's Hong Kong Ping Pong. Go on, Fat Harry.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
I don't know if you've seen this, but I'm a bit obsessed with it. The latest Trump video. So Donald Trump, it's him going around the table in the White House, and he had his cabinet and senior staff all just praise him. He's literally just going around the table going, "Hey, you. Now you say how great I am," with a huge, great big grin on his face. Listen to this.
Deeply honored, and I want to thank you for keeping your commitment to the American workers.
I can't thank you enough for the privilege that you've given me and the leadership that you've shown.
We thank you for the opportunity and the blessing that you've given us to serve your agenda.
I want to thank you for that. These are great team members, and we're on your team.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thank you very much.
Thank you, everyone. Thing is, he does get, he gets a lot of grief, you know? So why not put a camera on it with people just going, and now you say how great I am.
So is this like a weekly thing, do we think?
No, it's the first time it's happened, but the video is great.
Great
so this
idea.
This is something I'm now going to bring to Radio 1. what I'm going to do is, every now and again, just to make me feel better, gather some of the senior staff around the table and let's just all hear why I'm so great, Trump style. So I'll let you start.
Would you like me to start?
Okay, go.
Oh, this is weird. Scott, I'd like to thank you and admire you for your solid wisdom and leadership on this Tuesday morning.
And also for all of my career so far. Just put that in at the end.
Do you want to hear from one of your other senior advisors?
Okay, you.
Good morning, Mr. Mills. The British public are in awe of you, Mr. Mills. You are one in a million. Thank you very much for allowing me to work on your show and serve you daily. I am truly hashtag blessed. Thank you.
Okay, cool. All right, what do you think of me?
Just like to say your continued guidance is a source of inspiration to us all, Mr. Mills.
Okay.
As HRH.
And you.
I mean, Scott, it's an absolute honour and a privilege to be in your company. Thank you so much for this opportunity. Always and forever, much love.
Thank you very much, guys.
Point at people in the room.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
It's going to be lush weather today, lads. And tomorrow. Tomorrow better. I really want a picnic. Is that lame?
It is lame if you go on your own for a picnic, isn't
no,
it?
No, I'm inviting you to a picnic. But the thing is, are picnics only... Do you...
We would never picnic together. We never
no.
would. What, how do you see that playing out, honestly?
I don't know.
What would we do?
When it's hot weather, I want to get a blanket out and I want to like get some foods like from the shop and a couple of drinks and just have a picnic.
Oh,
but
it's just, we're not those, right. We're not that kind of couple, really,
I bet
are we?
The only time you've ever had a picnic is when you've been trying to get with someone. I bet you.
The only time I've ever had a picnic is... You're completely right. You. It's under completely false...
right.
I actually don't enjoy it.
I bet you've done it, though.
I've picnicked a couple of times because it's a nice thing to do, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, no, because... Yeah, that, what yeah. I just said. True.
I think a lot of people, if they're honest, picnic for that reason.
Right.
They don't really do it.
But I actually enjoy them.
What do you? I mean, you enjoy what? The sport of it or something?
I just like when it's nice weather, I just want to picnic, but I think it's a bit lame. And it's not the kind of thing that anyone here would do unless they're trying to get in someone's
pants. I
think
you go for a picnic with someone if you're going to feed them strawberries. It's that type of thing.
I've got no other intentions. I just want to lay on a blanket, have
That's
some nice
I mean,
food.
You don't lay on a blanket with
friends.
Oh, I don't know.
Tomorrow, I'm saying. Tomorrow needs to be the day.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
We can make a day of it, all of us in here.
Here's the problem. I don't know what I would do with you, because for me, if I was going to have a picnic, you do a few keepy-ups, that kind of thing around. Like, what else would we do? You wouldn't throw a rugby ball around.
No, I wouldn't. Also, the ones, you know, you've seen the ones in the park where it's like couples, like all over each other after the picnic. That's not going to be us. Good morning, Tom.
Morning, Mills. I thought on your picnic idea... To elevate it, you need to get one of them disposable barbecues, and then it's sorted.
Right?
No, you're right. It does make it bit less weird.
Not a cold picnic.
You're right.
That is lame.
You're right, because if Mills was to prepare a hamper just for us two to go on a picnic, do you know what I mean? It is odd.
Suggested, yeah, it's a bit suggestive.
It is suggestive.
Not suggestive. It's suggestive. Tom, would you picnic with me?
If you got some decent meats and the barbecue, I'd probably consider it.
Oh, I mean, I would do you a lovely spread. Bon appetit.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. You can't get away from the idea that it is slightly suggestive.
It's not, though. I'll just go on my own. Anyway, Tom, what are you doing today?
I'm just on the way to work.
Okay, where do you work?
I work at an audiovisual company, but today I'm just making some videos for YouTube. But my boss is on holidays, on a cruise, so I might have a cheeky little half day.
Yes. Okay, well, you just said that on the radio. Okay. Are you going travelling? Are you going travelling soon, yeah?
I am, yeah. I'm going around the world. We're going to all the way to Australia and then Middle East and all over.
So why are you doing that?
Just why not, you know? I've just finished uni, so, and my girlfriend's from Australia, so we thought, well, why not?
Oh, that's why not, amazing.
Why not make a trip of it, yeah.
What do you mean, why are you doing that? People go on around the world trips after uni.
Yeah, I'm just interested to know his motivation with that. Like, what's the... Broaden horizons, is it? Try new things?
That's it, mate. That's all it is.
Does your girlfriend live here, Australia?
She lives here. That's how we met.
Oh, so, okay. She's going to go back to the homeland?
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be well cruisy.
Oh, how are you going? Right, so this is what I've got for you today. This is Latch, Disclosure and Sam Smith. You could pick my banger and make me a very happy man.
But you will have to go on a picnic with him.
No. No strings, you can just pitch it.
No strings.
So that's my one.
That's what Scott would use for a banger at a picnic. Or you can have my choice today, which is this. Circ Waves, T-shirt weather. It all kind of makes sense.
In Warrington at the moment, is it T-shirt weather?
Absolutely not.
No, okay, well, but why would you choose that then?
No.
Okay, well, those are the two choices. You don't sound bothered
sound
by any of them.
Underwhelmed.
Two quite different songs there, aren't they?
Yes.
Usually, I mean, you both have bangers occasionally. You both do also bring clangers to the table. I think...
What are you saying here? You don't like either of them?
I'm not mad on either, to be
honest. Well, then let's not play either of them.
No, that's not the game.
Okay, I think I'm going to have to go with Mills.
Yes!
Yeah. And also it might increase my chances of a picnic.
I win today. That is Disclosure, Latch featuring Sam Smith.
He wasn't really happy with either of those. Craig on Twitter makes a very good point, which is, you know, like when Simon Cowell puts his hand up and just asks for a second song to be performed.
Have you got anything else,
sort
darling?
Sort of need one of those situations.
Yeah, we should have a second song just in case, like a reserve.
One BBC. Radio 1.
Right, apparently the lame thing is that I'm calling them picnics,
which
is a rubbish word. Like getting mates together in the sun, eating a bit of food on a blanket, fine, just don't call it a picnic. That's the lame bit.
Also, I think the problem is I don't really enjoy sitting down for a long period of time, especially cross-legged, like on a rug to eat food. It's
you can lie with me.
Yeah, but I'm not going to lie down with you and eat, because that's weird as well, isn't it?
Steve, would you have a picnic?
I wouldn't call it a picnic.
Right, okay.
But I'm with
that's
Chris.
My problem.
I don't like sitting cross-legged and eating.
Oh, yeah. you can all... Right, I'm not going to ask again. You can all get lost.
Would you? And also, don't call it a spread as well. That's the other thing.
Oh, no, that's for a table.
Lindsay Lohan news.
Yes. She's coming back for about the 10th time.
Why?
Do you know that she tried to do her own prank show? Called The Antisocial Network, which she tried to get picked up by some networks, but it never actually happened. And then she wants to do her own version of The Little Mermaid, following in the footsteps of Beauty and the Beast. But she has got a bona fide acting job. She's going to be in this new Sky comedy series called Sick Note, alongside Nick Frost and Rupert Grint, which looks quite funny. Series 1 hasn't even aired, and she's in Series 2.
She's filming Season 2.
Yeah, so she put this picture up on Instagram and Twitter yesterday of her in the middle of Nick Frost and Rupert Grint.
print. My favourite thing is the comments below of her Lohan fans.
Oh no.
Brilliant to see you working again. Don't waste that talent. Good to see you back in the game. Stay clean and healthy. But my favourite, I'm crying, you look so good.
She doesn't look like Lindsay Lohan anymore. What's happened there?
She does look alright, doesn't she?
Yeah. I mean, she looks good.
Oh, that's...
Isn't she still like about 22?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, yeah,
she's not.
Useful.
I mean, she's not worked for a while, but no. It's good to see. I'm glad that she's kind of like at least like she's got a part in this show, and it actually does look quite good, doesn't it?
Yeah, and she's and she loves the UK as well. So you know, yeah. We'll wait. I think it's on in the autumn, maybe. I'm not too sure, but anyway, it's on Sky. Something I found out. Apologies if you know this already, but you know, Wonder Woman's doing the business at cinemas at the moment with Gal Gadot.
Yeah,
have you seen it?
No, I haven't seen it.
Who's Gal Gadot?
Gal Gadot is Wonder Woman.
Right. Is Gal Gadot the actress?
She's the actress.
I'm sorry.
Gal Gadot. Yeah. Not Gal Gadot, Gal Gadot.
How have I never heard of Gal Gadot? Is that a Kardashian?
No, she's been around for a while now, Chris.
Fine.
He doesn't know films.
Oh, right. Fine. The team there accommodated for her pregnancy because she was 5 months pregnant when she was filming some of it. Even though, you know, Wonder Woman is very svelte and athletic and certainly not pregnant. So apparently what they did, they created this kind of super green screen suit for her on her belly. And she said that on the wide shot, she looked like Wonder Woman pregnant with Kermit the Frog. I think it's amazing because she was still doing all the action scenes when she was pregnant the whole time through.
I love that.
And apparently she had this like water with ginger in, and the Hollywood producers were like, why are you drinking this potato drink? And it's because she was pregnant, but she didn't want to tell them.
Oh, so they didn't know.
No, okay. not until like when the bump was there. But she did give birth to her second daughter earlier this year. So
go on, Gal Gadot.
Nice. And somebody else who has given birth to a daughter is Binky from Made in Chelsea.
She's a mum
along with Josh JP Patterson.
Congratulations, Bitty.
Indeed. And get well soon to...
Bitty. Oh, for once it works. For a long time now, Steve, we've been pretending she isn't called Binky and been calling her Bitty, I think, to her face sometimes as well.
Oh. And now it does
and,
work.
And now
yes.
It sort of works. Oh, bless her.
So that's very, very happy news. But get well soon to one of your mates, Lee Ryan, formerly of Blue, now in EastEnders. He has been very ill with something called Quincy, something like that. Ooh. It's basically an extreme form of tonsillitis, so he probably can't talk or sing at the moment, but we do wish him a speedy recovery. But he was at Big Weekend, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. He was getting involved.
He was. He was just back. He wasn't even in the VIP area. He was just walking around the main arena, and people were going, that's Lee Ryan.
Yeah. He was there with his girlfriend of the time.
Well,
yeah.
Not anymore. I think they split up.
Oh, Steve. I don't like it.
Sorry.
Hate it when celeb couples split up.
Oh, she wasn't really a celeb, was she?
Oh, Steve. Well, no.
Scott Mills.
I'm Scott Mills, and looks like I'm going for a solo picnic. Just me on my own tomorrow when the weather's nice, because no one wants to go with me.
No one wants to go with you on a picnic.
That's just a word picnic you've got a problem with.
I think if you said, shall we go to the park and chill for a bit, listen to some music and eat some food, it would be all right. But picnic sounds a bit lame. It's a bit...
Also, I'm not happy with and chill.
Also, are picnics on anymore?
Well, no, it's just the use of the word picnic, but everyone's...
It's a bit sort of trapped in time, isn't it?
Everyone's calling me out, so I'm going to go on my own.
It's a little bit Millennium Dome.
Stuff you all. Right, Love Island, last night, please, got Chris really riled up this morning. First thing he said to me, you know when everyone's like a bit blurry-eyed? Let's be honest, when we first get here in the morning, when we're doing a morning show, nobody talks. We just go, and then someone goes, for about 20 minutes.
Yeah, then we have a coffee, then all fine.
You probably would think that we were chatty before we turned on the microphones at 6:30. Absolutely not. Those are basically the first words we've said all day. So, yeah, we switch it on for 6:30, but before that, no one talks.
I watched Love Island last night, and I've never really been into this show before, but lots of people seem to be talking about it, so I thought I'd give it a go. And it's got to the stage now that I'm so invested that things are really annoying me with it.
Well, like I said, it was the first thing you said to me this morning. This guy Chris, is it?
Oh, he's the worst, right? He's one of the worst people I think I've ever seen.
Well, I mean, it's great for the show.
There's several things I don't like. One is the use of the term grafting, which I've never really heard of before on this kind of level. Grafting, the way they're using it is like, if I was to be trying it on with you or someone in the villa, I'd have to graft. Oh, are you going to graft?
You're putting the graft in.
Are you grafting? Right. So it's like, let's say we're a couple, but I fancy someone else. You're going to graft?
For it.
Are you going to graft? Like, anyway, that sort of annoys me. Last night, the guy on there, Chris, right, who all the girls in the villa seem to fancy,
I don't know why, because it seems to be the more horrible he is to them, the more they fancy. There was one girl there who said, I know, I've watched him go around everyone, be really horrible, and I like him more for it.
Oh.
And so he decides to kind of break things off with the girl that he's coupled up with.
Nice guys don't win.
And comes out with this mad phrase. I mean, like, this, the way he describes himself alone should be a reason not to not to like him. He said this.
Okay.
I don't need to graft. No. No, I don't need to graft. Do I? Do you know what I'm like?
What?
I'm like a polar bear.
What's that then?
I don't know, but sometimes I feel like I'm a polar bear. Do you like polar bears?
Love polar bears.
Of course you do. Because I'm a polar bear.
What is he on about?
What does that
he's
mean?
He's insane.
What does it mean, though?
Why?
He's got that wrong.
Does he mean I'm a leopard that never changes his spots? Like, he's not going to change? Is that what he means?
I think
he's got
that's
it wrong?
What he's trying to say. But he said he's a polar bear, then he's kind of gone along with it. And then when she says, I like polar bears, he's like, of course you do, because I'm a polar bear. He's, Scott, like, but I don't understand why people, can anyone explain why people fancy him? Because you can have the best body in the world, I think, but if you've got a personality like that, surely it shouldn't be on.
Do you know what I'm like?
What?
I'm like a polar bear.
What's that then?
I don't know, but...
I don't know.
Sometimes I feel like I'm a polar bear.
Sure.
Do you like polar bears?
Love polar bears.
What do you mean?
Of course you do. Because I'm a polar bear.
They're eating out of his hand, though, aren't they?
What does it mean?
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Hey, listen to this, Chris. It's going to make you happy.
Go on.
Hey, Scott and Chris. I went to school with Chris off of Love Island, as well as his brothers, and my brother and dad play cricket with him. Not the sharpest, but unfortunately, I find that funny, and I fancy him as well.
I just don't understand. And the
that's
girls,
from Holly.
The girls in the house really... Oh, no, don't say names. He's not even the one from Blazing Squad. Do you know what I mean?
I know.
And the girls love him.
Well, the guy from Blazing Squad, despite telling people every day that he's from Blazing Squad, not much seems to be happening there at all for him, but everyone's all over this Chris guy. Is anyone watching Big Brother? Because it feels like Love Island's completely taken the spotlight, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Really does.
So wait for the celeb one of that.
If you do think Chris is fit from Love Island, despite him being a bit of a salad to loads of the girls, let me put this in your head. He's David Brent.
I'm like a polar bear.
What's that then?
I don't know, but sometimes I feel like I'm a polar bear.
Drinks are beyond me. In me. What time are you going to cruise down there?
It's not definite that we're...
No, come down. Definitely. What's your tipple?
Vodka and Coke.
Me, lager. Finchy, lager. Gareth, lager, sometimes cider. So different drinks for different needs.
That's your same voice.
I'm like a polar bear.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1. Where it begins.
Chris, you're at the forefront of fashion.
I am, yeah.
Don't fight it. Socks and sandals are now absolutely okay.
I thought this was always a no.
It has been until now, but then I think it's one of the Guardian fashion writers are saying if you want to reach like a peak level of cool, socks and sandal combo is now officially fine. I ain't going to be the first. How much money would I have to give you to come in with socks, full sock and sandal combo?
Oh, I'll do it anyway, if that's really what you want.
And you have to do it in public. You have to wear it in public.
Whatever. If it's fashionable, if that's what you're saying, then it won't be a problem, will it?
Socks and slides, also fine.
What's a slide?
Slider.
You've said about this one.
We've discussed this a couple of weeks ago. Like with the strap over the foot, do you know what I mean? For wear by the pool. Slides.
Is that the same as... What was the shoe for the wedding that I was at recently that you made me buy? It began with E. It's like an enchilada. But
The espadrille.
Espadrille. That was it.
Not the Oxford shoes that I told you to get. That's a different one.
What were they?
Oh, you're really confused now, aren't you? Sorry. Anyway, they can get in the bin, socks and sandals. I'm not going for it. See, also bootcut jeans. Can we put them in the fashion bin as well, please?
One.
This is
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Someone says, Scott, literally as you were saying about socks and sandals being back, an old man strode out of his house next to the traffic I was in, proudly showing off his sock and sandal combo. That's Ed on the Isle of Wight.
Bang on trend.
That's the Isle of Wight for you.
No, what, fashionable? That's what you're saying. You're saying that's very, now a fashion.
That's right, the Isle of Wight, very fashionable is what I meant, yeah. Now, here's the thing, right? I think one of my mates has done something quite bad, and I I just want to talk to you about it, all right? You know who this guy is.
Mm-hmm.
So he had a night out a couple of weeks ago. He was telling me this yesterday. And then, as night outs often do, ended up at a kebab shop, a local kebab shop. He'd had a couple of drinks, all right? So orders a kebab, all fine. The guy says, oh, that's £8, please, for the sheesh, whatever. Which seems a lot, doesn't it?
Yes.
£8? Anyway, he's not going to argue because it's the end of the night. So he's like, all right, cool. Fishes in his pockets for the money. He's only got £6. So he's like, I'm sorry, mate, I've only got six. So the kebab guy's like, well, you need to go to a cash point then because, you know, you owe me £2. So goes to the cash point while the kebab is being made. Obviously, you can only get a tenner out from the cash point. So comes back, gives him the tenner. Then the kebab guy gives him just £2 in change. And my friend's like, look, mate, like, I might have had a couple of drinks, but I'm not, I can add up still.
Oh, I see. Yeah. So he's underpaid him back, right?
Well, yeah. So, like, he only, like, my friend only owed him £2
Yeah, yeah.
He gives him another, he gives him a tenner and then gets £2 back.
Yeah,
he was
okay.
Like, do you not remember? I've just been in here and, like, I'm not stupid. Anyway, starts to get a little bit rowdy with them and it kind of develops and it gets quite heated. Then he doesn't get his money back and gets forcibly chucked out by two other blokes who are friends of the kebab shop owner. And goes home with no kebab. Anyway, goes to sleep. Then the next day, wakes up and thinks, actually, I've been really wronged here. Like, this is really bad. Like, you know when you wake up the next morning, you're like, actually, I want to do something about this. Do you know what he's done? I mean, they did remove him from the shop and, like, they took his money and also he went home with no kebab.
He's been unfairly dealt with.
Yeah, he really feels that it's unfair. So he has... He's exacted the campest revenge ever. So, there's a website where you can order glitter bombs.
Yeah. Yes, okay.
Which, when you open them, they just go poof, and glitter just, like, goes everywhere, is quite annoying.
Yeah, you can get like, spring-loaded ones of these.
Right, so he paid extra for spring-loaded.
Of course you do.
How did you know about this? I don't know about this.
I've looked into this before with someone who works here.
Have you?
Yeah.
Anyway, so... So he has now sent this glitter thing as a kind of it makes him feel better, you know, a bit of revenge. Because I was like, well, surely they'll just open it in the office and it'll be a bit annoying. He's like, no, they didn't have an office. So amazing, it's going to go in all the sauces, it'll go in all the salad, it'll be a nightmare.
So he's happy now. That's revenge, is it?
Honestly, he feels so much better. And he was telling me that people send them to Donald Trump all the time. Obviously, he will never get to them because he won't open his own post. But imagine being one of Donald Trump's staff, like the post opener. Oh, not again. That's five today.
Scott Mills.
Poof on Radio 1 with Attention.
It's my new favourite thing you do.
What?
Just shorten people's names and just say it so aggressively.
Poof.
Poof.
On Radio 1.
Rag and Bone.
Charlie Puth is going to be on this show on Thursday ahead of his live lounge that he is doing that day. So Charlie Puth will join us on Thursday. I saw that he's big friends with one of our other guests this week, Liam Payne now. Did you see that? If you want to catch up on Liam's interview from yesterday, I tell you what, it's been going round on the internet, like around the world.
Mm.
We talked about loads of stuff, including some of the looks that he wasn't so keen on back in the 1D days.
There's been so many different looks over the years. There's been some extremely bad ones. I know that. I could definitely pick my worst look now. That'd be really easy to do. Oh, when we first went on X Factor, like, they get to set you up with like a stardust or whatever and all this thing, and you think, yeah, this is going to be mint. This a nice one. And then they did me this dodgy haircut that it was like a Lego man. And I was in my head thinking, this is awful, but I'm going to just trust them and go with it. And then the next week they made us redo our things based upon my hair. So you can only imagine how I was feeling.
I remember the Lego hair.
The Lego hair, mate.
So Liam Payne from yesterday, catch up when you want. Loads of on-demand stuff and listen to Radio 1 on the move by getting the free BBC Radio iPlayer app. Get it in your app store now. So yeah, Charlie Puth on Thursday morning. New friends with Liam Payne. Oh, pop star friends. What's Charlie Puth's song called, Chris?
Right, well, I know what it's called now because you took the mick out of me when I said about this. But what I was saying is, at one point I was listening to it and I was going, what is he saying there? Because to me it sounds like you just want a sesh one.
You just want a sesh one.
You just want like a session or something.
So he's done a whole song about a craving for Chinese food.
a sesh one or some kind of session that you must be. You treat me like an absolute mug when you then told me the name of the song.
Well, yeah, because it's the song. The song is called Attention, Chris.
Yeah, but you don't say it's Attention like that. You don't go, you want a sesh one.
Yeah, but every time we play it, I go, that was Attention by Charlie Puth.
I did say, what is this song called?
Just proves you don't listen to me.
BBC Radio. This is
Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
We're back tomorrow morning from 6:30 in for Grimmie, and from 8, joining us is US pop starlet Hailee Steinfeld. Scott Mills, BBC.